Well, let's get to Shirley. We are a call-in radio program, and we'll get right to it. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is my first year for planting kale. I started from seed last October, and it has done so great, and I harvested a lot, share a lot with all my friends. But a month ago, I started noticing after I harvested and I was washing it, the bottom of the leaves were like full of little egg-like thing, and I think they are aphids. I did not use neem oil, but instead I just kind of mix a little bit of a soapy water and spray it. But it kind of continued. It didn't really do too much because it was hard for me to spray underneath the leaves. And I tried to hose it down, but it was very difficult too. So my question is, how can I prevent this same problem next year?
Well, I don't know how you're going to prevent it. Leafy vegetables in the garden in the spring are just going to probably be prone to getting some aphids, and especially things like kale and cauliflower and cabbage that have layers of leaves and tightly, mm-hmm. tight, close together, crinkly leaves that it's nearly impossible to get the contact type sprays down in those areas to get rid of the aphids. I would probably mm-hmm. use neem oil or an organic dust or something, you know, just as you see them. And then when you harvest your kale, just drop it in some salty water, a little bit of salty water. That generally mm-hmm. will kill the aphids. They'll float to the top of the pan or the pot that you put the kale leaves in, and you can just kind of skim them off and not worry about, you know, the aphids being there. That's, I think, probably the easiest way to deal with it.
We appreciate the call, and good luck dealing with your aphids. If that was my garden, Jay, I would just leave it, let the kale be the sacrificial plant.
I'm with you there. Maybe you use kale as kind of a target plant, you know, and let the aphids all go to it, you know, because I know it's supposed to be good for you, and we eat a lot of kale, and it's okay. I would just leave it at that. It's okay.
Would not hurt my feeling if that never made it on my plate again. John's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, John. There he is. John, how can we help
you,
sir?
Hi, how are you doing? Yes,
good.
I have a I'm looking to put a – I just had an apartment complex built behind my home. Happens to be three stories, and I'm looking for the best type of security wall / hedge that I could put up to give me some privacy. But I'm also, it's also going to be relatively close to a swimming pool.
Well, one I like in particular, and I have it around my swimming pool, just a matter of a foot or two away from the edge of the swimming pool, is sour orange. It gets, 15 feet tall. It's very dense. It can be great security because it does have some thorns on it. If you keep it a little bit sheared, you can kind of time your pruning so you cut off some of the blossoms so you don't end up with a lot of fruit. It's about as clean as you can get for something that's going to do what you need to do. Another one you might consider is hop seed. Doesn't get too terribly wide, grows fairly vertical, probably not quite as tall as the sour orange, and maybe not quite as fast a grower. But those would be the two that I would recommend for your situation and for around a pool.
Well, my question with the hop seed is, how's the litter on that? Just based on the name of it, I would assume that it puts off quite a bit of seeds.
It has a very light, a papery seed that really shouldn't be too much of an issue. It might get a little bit in the pool. There's nothing going to be perfect, if it's,
of course,
if it's fairly close to a pool. But all in all, I would say it's probably as clean as you're going to get.
Okay, awesome.
Thought of, and it's one of my very favorites, is mastic. It's actually a small tree, but it can be grown as a screening hedge or a bush. It's a little slower growing, however, so keep that in mind. But it's very clean, very heat tolerant, very cool, cold hardy.
We appreciate the call, and best to you. There's no such thing as a, you know, the only non-messy tree you could put next to the pool usually has some weld joints on it.
Or, you know, like wooden fencing or, yeah, lattice work. Or,
it's yeah. a man-made decorative shade structure.
Correct.
And there's, actually, I've seen some now that, that they've done a good job bringing those along the way and making it look more part of the pool system instead of just a big eyesore. But that's the only way you're ever going to get that clean, clean shade. 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, Dean's on the line, as well as you. 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.